This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi, yesterday granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian island territories. The ministry said the council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor craft and certain other equipment. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission today at 4:08 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. The commercial arm of ISRO, namely New Space India Limited, has got this order from European Space Agency. Proba 3 satellites will split into two after reaching the orbit. The satellites will study the sun's corona, its surrounding atmosphere, space weather and solar wind. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday inaugurated the centenary pillar at ICAR, Central Institute for Research on Cotton Technology in Mumbai, marking the institute's centenary foundation day. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted that India has risen to become the fifth largest economy in the world and is on track to become the third largest. He emphasized that farmers will play a significant role in this progress. He also stated that India's farming sector is central to the nation's economy and exhorted the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, along with the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, to make earnest efforts to ensure the economic prosperity of farmers. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that the mechanization of cotton picking is crucial for increasing the sustainability of cotton farming in India. He also pointed out the need for upgrading plant and machinery for processing mechanically harvested cotton. The Lok Sabha has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill also seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for dictatorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. Moving the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the proposed amendment will strengthen the governance in the banking sector apart from enhancing customer convenience. The Rajya Sabha yesterday gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. A day after the breach of security at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission office in Agartala, the mission of the neighbouring country has suspended all visa and consular services for the indefinite period. According to an official communique, the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission Head of Mission and First Secretary in a notice said, given the security situation, all visa and consular services at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commission Agartala will remain suspended until further notice. Deputy Inspector General of Police Avula Ramesh Reddy is closely supervising the security of the Bangladesh AHC office. And that is the end of this news bulletin.